All right, it's the Keep to the City Yankees podcast, and the Yankees lose to the Blue Jays 5-1 on Sunday at the stadium. They lose their first series of the season, dropping 2 of 3 to the Blue Jays in a series in which they didn't really score. They scored one run on Friday. They get the win on Saturday with 3 runs, and then they score 1 run on Sunday. So 5 runs in 3 games, 3 home games against the Blue Jays, direct competition for the AL East. And they finish up the homestand at 5-5 in the 10 games. Rather disappointing homestand, 32 runs scored in 10 games at home. And 9 of the 32 runs came in 1 game. So a pretty miserable week and a half for the Yankees. I know there hasn't been a podcast in the last couple of weeks. I was on vacation, but I guess that's not a bad thing because I wouldn't have had really anything pleasant to talk about when it comes to this team in the last 10 days. And what you're seeing with this team is to be expected. I mean, this is the same team as last year at the end of the season. They brought back the same exact lineup, and for some reason they thought things would be different. They're not. When the starting pitching isn't outstanding, when it's not going out and completely shutting down the other team, they don't have a chance. The offense isn't good enough to overcome bad pitching. The offense isn't good enough to win games on its own. You've got Judge hitting, you've got Rizzo hitting, you've got LeMahieu hitting. That's it. Can't expect much out of Volpe. The kid's got 3+ weeks worth of at-bats in the majors. Peraza, basically the same because of how infrequently he played last year and how infrequently he's played this year. And if you're waiting around for guys to get healthy and come back, who's going to come back and help them? Harrison Bader's been a bad offensive player his entire career. Yeah, he had a couple good weeks in the postseason, hit a bunch of home runs, but that's his offense. It's like he's 28 years old. It's not like he just came into the league. Josh Donaldson's not coming back and saving anything. He shouldn't even be in the league at this point. And the Yankees, they just did nothing. From an everyday standpoint, they brought back the same lineup. They completely disregarded the bench, a bench that has no value. You've got Franchy Cordero, who unless he gets a middle-middle fastball is worthless. Willie Calhoun, who once he gets designated for assignment by the Yankees, no other team's going to pick him up. He probably will never play in the majors again after being a Yankee. Aaron Hicks, who can't play over Cordero or Calhoun, just sitting there getting paid to do nothing. If you're going to pay him to do nothing, at least just get rid of him and use the roster spot for someone else. And then Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who doesn't do anything well. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. He grounds out weakly in the infield and hits, you know, weak pop-ups to the shortstop. He does that well. But those four guys, they're not going to succeed as pinch hitters. They're not good hitters. None of them are strong enough defensively to use as late-game defensive replacement, so they have no value. You have a whole bench of no value. And to build a bench like that when you know going into the season that LeMahieu's last 2 seasons have been cut short, and cut short early because of injuries. Stans missed a third of the games since he became a Yankee. Hicks has missed 40% of the games over, you know, since his extension was signed. Bader has missed 30% of his games in the last 5 years. You got Donaldson, who's been off injured, and when he plays, he's not any good. You have this team that's full of injury-prone guys, and you don't have any depth behind them. So the goal should have either been to find new everyday guys, which is what the offseason is for, or build some depth because you know you're going to be missing these guys for a period of time, and they've already missed a bunch of guys for a period of time. The fact that this team went out this offseason and all they did was bring back Judge, which is a move that should not be praised. The Yankees deserve no credit for re-signing their homegrown star when they're the richest team in the sport. And then they went out and they signed Carlos Rodon, who's thrown as many pitches as I have this season for the Yankees. And then they have Tommy Canley, who's thrown the same amount of pitches, 0. That was their 3 offseason moves. They went out, saw their team that got dismantled by the Astros in a 4-game sweep and said, that's the same team we want to have next year. We want to bring that same team back, and we think things are going to end differently. Why would you think that? you could say it's April 24th. It's early. It's not early. It's this isn't new. This isn't a new team, a new roster that's struggling early, waiting to find their footing and go off on some run. This is just a continuation with just a break in between. This is a continuation of last season, which is a continuation of the season before and the season before and the season before, because they keep bringing back the same core of guys, and the pieces around them change are either for worse players or players that were just like the players they're changed out for. You know, right-handed guys with power who can't make contact, who strike out too much, who aren't any good, who are over the hill, who are washed up, past their prime, don't play defense, whatever it may be. They just have this collection of guys that suck around this core that's solid. And the core keeps dwindling because Stanton doesn't play. So now you've got LeMahieu, Judge, and Rizzo. That's it. Volpe, whatever he gives you right now is like a bonus. You can't count on him to go out there and be a star. Not yet, at least. So every game, the Yankees are giving away, what, 6 innings worth of outs? Just giving them away. And if you want to say, okay, they have 6 quality hitters, I don't know where you're finding the other 3. You want to sneak Volpe in there. You want to say Peraza. Okay, like, I want them to play every day because they are the future of this team. But right now, you can't count on them. And then you've got Gleyber Torres, who, after 4 games this season, everyone wanted to give him an extension. He hasn't hit a home run now in 3 weeks. He hasn't had an extra base hit in 2 weeks. He looks just like the same Gleyber Torres who has been declining since the end of the 2019 season. But you want to put Volpe, you want to say he's, you know, you want to put him in the category of quality hitters, which he will be. Yes, he will be. We're starting to see signs of it. And Peraza and Torres, well, then you're still giving away 3 innings a night of outs. Because whoever you put in at the bottom of the order, or whatever you want to call it, 6-7-8, 7-8-9, Oswaldo Cabrera looks overmatched. Hicks is an automatic out. Calhoun doesn't stand a chance. Cordero can only hit fastballs. The catchers are just abysmal. Higashioka and Trevino can't hit a lick. I was watching Higashioka against the splitter on Sunday. It was like he was closing his eyes and just swinging and hoping that the bat hit the ball. And like every once in a while, you know, twice a month, he does that and it works out and he hits a home run. But in between, it's just, oh, it's painful to watch. This isn't a slump, this offense is in. This is the offense. This isn't a bad 2 weeks. This is what you're going to get. Unless this team makes moves at the deadline, or unless they cut Donaldson and play Peraza every day and he starts to blossom at this level, or they move on from Hicks and fill his spot, unless they make moves, this is what you're going to get. And this team isn't close to being a contender. They need drastic changes, which is, again, what the offseason is for. The offseason is the time to go out and fill the voids that you have in your lineup. You can't do that midseason. You certainly can't do it in April. No one's available. Unless you want to have the biggest overpay of all time, you've got to wait 3 more months to fix your team. And by then, who knows where the Rays will be? They're already 6 games up on the Yankees. It's close to being out of hand in the AL East, whether they've played the Rays yet or not. Because the Rays haven't just taken care of business against the bad teams. They've destroyed the bad teams. They're not just winning series. They're sweeping everyone. Those teams like the A's and the Nationals, when the Yankees play them, they have to do the same. They can't lose a game to them because the Rays aren't. And now the Yankees, they've got a tough road here. They've got 7 games here that are tough, and then they've got to go home for more tough games before they finally catch a break with the A's. But that's not for, you know, another 2 weeks. So when I wrote last week in Keep to the City that I'm worried and concerned, I'm even more so worried and concerned since I wrote that last Tuesday. And the Yankees, you know, they're not bad. They're 13-9, which is okay. I mean, they haven't played the strongest competition to date except for, you know, this weekend against the Blue Jays. It's not like they're 9-13, but it's not about the present time. It's about what you foresee for the future. If this is the Yankees team that they go to battle with all season, I could tell you how this story ends because I've seen it the last few years. I know what their ceiling is right now, and it's not what it needs to be. And they're going to need some help, big-time help. Unless Volpe and Peraza turn into absolute stars, this season, their first season in the majors. And Peraza, let's be honest, once Donaldson comes back, they're just going to send him down again so they could play the guy who's owed more money, even if he's fucking terrible. But unless they become stars this season, this team's going to need to overhaul big time at the deadline. And what they're going to have to do is fix the mistakes they've made with more prospects, ruin more of their depth, which is how you end up with 60% of your rotation being Johnny Brito, Clark Schmidt, and Domingo Herman when you have starters go down because they traded all their starting pitching depth last year for Frankie Montas, who will never pitch for the Yankees again, and Efros, who's hurt, and Lou Trevino, who's hurt. Everything Cashman's touched in the last 2 years, Efros, Trevino, Rodon, Montas, Canely, Bader, they're all hurt. Rorvet, Donaldson, they're all hurt. Or they suck. Or they're all hurt and they suck. So the Yankees have their work cut out for them here in the next couple weeks, and it's going to be tough. And if Judge, Rizzo, and LeMahieu don't hit, it's going to be even tougher. Those guys have to hit for this team to stand a chance. It's just like the last half of last season and the postseason. If Judge doesn't hit, they have a very little chance. And then if Rizzo and LeMahieu don't hit, then they have no chance. That's what it's come down to. The pitching could be as good as it is. At some point, you have to score runs, and this team's just not capable of it. Maybe that will change, but it's really tough to see that changing consistently until there's a lot of changes made to this roster. So that'll do it for today. Yankees, big week coming up. I'll be back after each game to talk about it. Thanks for listening. Talk to you after Monday's game.